Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to Femi's betting things coming up in a few moments. We have finalized the Buffalo Bills as our survivor play for week number three. Jay Croucher, Rob Bazzola join us next hour. 1 hour from now, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. I just told a story in the chat, which I'll just briefly recount here, where without getting into the details. So my buddy likes this girl. I match with her on a dating app. I kind of like blow her off a little bit. Like I wasn't a jerk, but I just like stopped answering her. Mm-hmm. We encountered her out one night and I was wearing like, I don't know, man, like probably a shirt with like a couple buttons open.
Hamburger meat?
I'm like, no. I shave my chest at least once a week. That's a, people may or may not be surprised. I'm also like Greek and Italian. Like I'm walking around like the woolly mammoth otherwise, yeah.
Gotcha, yeah.
And she destroyed me to my face. Like, look at this AC Slater wannabe.
It's a good guy to emulate, right?
The thing is, Mario Lopez is actually like 106 and looks younger than I do. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Catch up on everything from today's show. Femi broke down NFL award markets. It's all awesome. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Iron Eagle on the show as well. Also, like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. If you're watching the show right now on YouTube, like and subscribe. Don't be a freeloader. Like and subscribe, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And our show sponsor is BetMGM. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app. And please, gamble responsibly. Bill Zimmerman is here to read the responses from the real ones on YouTube and Twitch only. If you responded on Twitter, you're bleep out of luck. Bill, what do we got from the real ones? Best bet for the Bills and the Dolphins.
Really quick, we got a flood of these, but a lot of you didn't include your rationale. Include your rationale, you're getting on the social segment. But here we go. Space Baby 23, the Khalil Shakir reception yardage, 42.5 yardage seems a bit low. Oh, it's over. You know, Jason Davis, Prater over 1.5 field goals.
Can I ask, like why did he, why the Ozempic joke there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, he wasn't, like, talking about, yeah, I mean, it's okay, but, if Khalil Shakir were fat, like, I would understand it. Like, he just was just like, oh, like, over starts with O, so we're going to do the Ozempic bit. Yeah, I don't get
Debo
it.
Debo Samuel bring that up over. With Space Baby.
Yes, yeah, like, yes, Debo Samuel's a good one because he's fat, yes.
Jason Davis says Prater over 1.5 field goals. Island game kickers 11 out of 14. He's got a long-winded answer here, but Prater over 1.5 field goals. 11.5 field goals.
Here's the Bill Zimmerman experience. Send us your rationale, unless it's too long, in which case I won't read it. Please continue.
Jacob B., Ray Davis, over 21.5 rushing yards, and Ty Johnson last TD. Bill's blowout will give the secondary guys some run.
Thank you very much, Bill, for the Real One submissions. YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you guys very much. And I feel like a proud papa every time we have people giving out the backup running back last touchdown scorers in a projected blowout game. That's a good, that's as our Bill's old boss, Chris Mad Dog Russo, would say, that's a good job out of you. Let's find out, Femi.
The Costos playbook.
If it's, is that out of my playbook?
Yeah. Last TD score, backup running back?
Yeah, well, that's what I... Yeah.
I'm saying.
I just spent like 30 seconds saying that.
No, I understand. I was just talking about like from like a football standpoint. Like, this is your Bill Walsh. And
whose microphone is on? It's like blowing their nose. Like in like disgusting fashion. Like so we can fess up here. Whose microphone was just on? Like, what was that? All right, so Tyler says not him. Bill says Mike Brown says not him. So Jake?
It's my microphone.
What were you doing? What was that?
It wasn't. So I told you and Bill, I've not told the crew this, but a couple nights ago, my wife and I got a dog, and apparently my dog has allergies or something. So it was doing that.
What's the dog's name? Willow?
Willow, yeah. She's a good girl. She's been great this whole show, by the way. Like, I don't think anyone's noticed her or anything like that, but. You
so
know,
can I just can I tell
sneeze,
the story?
Dog got to sneeze. You know?
Can I tell the story quickly? So do you mind if yes. I tell this? Like our phone conversation the other day. So
Go
the
ahead.
Other day, Femi gets on the phone. Was this yesterday?
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Was it? Yeah, 2 days ago.
All right. So.
Or no, it was Femi yesterday. On, it was actually yesterday.
It's just like this is when you hit in the football season. It's like no one knows what day it is, and I that includes me. So Femi starts the call and he's like, "I need to tell you guys something." I'm like, oh, I'm like, you know, like your antenna always gets raised in moments like that, right? When someone's like, I need to tell you something. It's like, oh, like, what could this be? Femi goes, last night, my wife and I, and I'm thinking like, they're having a baby. This is awesome. And I'm very happy. And I went from very happy to being very upset. Because the news was not that him and his wife were having a baby. The news was that they adopted a dog. And in my head,
baby.
I'm thinking... A fur baby. And in my head, I'm thinking, great, like, can't wait for this dog to be, this puppy to be barking the entire show while we're on the air. I actually think in that moment, I was like, kind of an ass. I was like, is the dog going to be barking during the show? That was like my first reaction. It wasn't like, congratulations on your dog. It was like, is this going to screw up the show?
He said, after he said, do you think this is going to affect the on-air product? You said, God bless. And then you said, congratulations towards the end.
Yes, you know, listen.
I was just like, I'm just as concerned, believe me.
I mean, like, what was that noise? Like, where is the dog right now?
She's like 1 foot away from me, just on the ground.
Yeah, she's a good dog, man.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. She doesn't make a whole lot of noise. This was always going to be a nerve-wracking experience, but got some toys next to her and everything, and she's got a little bed. Off to the side. So she's been doing awesome. Like, I don't think anyone's noticed. And
we haven't just until
off to a good
now.
Start.
I would say, I honestly agree. Brief story and then we'll do, I'm sorry. So I want to say, because you prepared the segment, you know. So yeah, it was, I want to say 1996. And I say that because my family moved out of the apartment I grew up in Queens in 1997. So this was like right before that. So my sister is... Like, this is one of several times in her life that she did this. God, I mean, like, she would get her way eventually by just wearing my parents down. Wearing them down.
It's a good way to do it.
She would bitch and moan that she wanted a dog. Because we had a dog, and the dog's name was Murphy, and Murphy died. Murphy had died. And we eventually got a dog named, when we moved out of that apartment, we got a dog who was like my favorite dog of all time named Hobbs. But in, you know, like Calvin and Hobbes. That's actually where we're from. But in between that, we adopted this dog. I want to say the dog, I should text my sister. I think it was a Jack Russell Terrier. I think. And we lived in like a pretty small, not like the smallest apartment of all time, but like not a big apartment in Northern Boulevard in Queens. Mm-hmm. We named the dog Penny. I didn't name it that.
That's a
stupid
nice name.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't like
better
that?
Than Willow.
I like Penny.
Yeah, better than Willow.
I don't know about that.
I just know Willow's better. And I think we had
Penny. You know Willow slander.
I think we had Penny for like two nights. And the entire night, both nights, all you would hear was... It would... This thing wouldn't... It went nonstop. And everyone, like in the surrounding apartments, heard it and complained. We had to give Penny back.
Penny no more. So where's Nickel?
Can I say something? Can I say something? Honestly, like I don't think I should say what I want to say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll say, but to your point, like about your sister wearing your parents down. I mean, that was my wife in this whole thing. She's been asking for like 4 years. Where's the dog? And I always had the excuse we're in our apartment because we just moved recently, just bought a home this past summer. It was like the whole move and stuff like that. We talked about that all throughout the summer. But like my excuse was, well, we're in an apartment. Got not enough space. You don't want to bring her into this environment or bring a dog into this environment. Let's wait till we buy a home and we get some more space. Well, that ended in June when we got more space. So where like it
yeah,
became
like, you're
like
done.
This is like a engage eight on Madden. I'm just taking on pressure at all times. Just like, when's the dog coming? When is the dog coming? When is it? I'm just like, okay. I told her, I was like, October, whatever, October. And then she finds like on like the website of like the foundation or whatever. It's like, I love this dog. This dog. I was like, my rule was I want a dog that's like at least 10 months. So it's not like in like the full puppy stage.
So
and
smart.
She just fell in love with that. She fell in love with that dog. This dog is 3 months old, but it's been behaving. It's been 2 days. Let's hope that continues. Every day is an adventure. And so far, we're off to a good start. But puppies, as I had a dog growing up, can get a little bit shaky sometimes. So fingers crossed, everything goes well.
I texted my sister, what kind of dog was Penny? She just answered, LOL, some sort of Jack Russell mutt, as far as I can remember. How many days did we have Penny? See what she says. But for right now, listen, we're not going to get to the content. We'll do it tomorrow on the show since we cleared Survivor already. I want to hear, so we're kicking Russ to the curb. Russ is our imaging guy, at least as far as things is concerned. We had Brad Evans, who you'll hear on the show next hour, record things for us. Jake, can we hear the new imaging with Brad Evans voicing it, please?
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
I have a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
I think Russ is better.
Wow. See, like I said yesterday, or whatever day it was when he did the audition, I think he's holding back. I think we spooked him on the Russ thing of like Russ being so like globe and all that stuff. Where he's like, okay, they want this to be way.
You're so right. I basically want
he's
Brad.
He's holding back.
I want Brad to do an impression of Russ, but I want Brad to do it instead. Because it'll be funnier with Brad doing it.
That's what we're after. Yeah.
Because Russ is trying to be like movie voiceover guy. Like Brad is just trying to be Brad.
Yes. Russ his normal velocity is like 84 and he's trying to throw 89. Brad can throw 97 and he's like trying to throw 89. So like, it's just like, you can just tell. You can tell he's holding back. So
how is
back to the drawing board.
How's the thing, speaking of which, how is the thing's content? I did not look at any of it.
Oh, it was great. It's evergreen. We can do it tomorrow. Hey, guess what? Great. Find out tomorrow on You Better You Bet.
Did we book that third guest for tomorrow, Friday. Bill, or not yet? Do we only have two guests for tomorrow? Oh, I didn't tell you. I booked DeBundo. He's coming on tomorrow. I texted with him last night.
Oh, there we go.
This is a conversation we should probably be having off air. So on the air, you got it.
Look out for Anthony tomorrow.
Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. Jay Croucher kicks off the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight to close the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.